May is American Wetlands Month. It's a time for us to reflect on what makes these natural resources valuable to us all. This is Your Wetlands.
For centuries after European settlers first came to North America, wetlands were thought of as a real problem. And they were thought to be the centers of disease. They were wet. You couldn't travel through them. You couldn't live on them. And so we spent centuries filling in wetlands so we could create uplands and agricultural fields and housing. And by the 1900s, we had destroyed over 50% of our historic wetlands in North America. In California alone, we've destroyed over 85% of our historic wetlands because we had this concept that they were bad for us. Well, as our knowledge increased, we started to realize that perhaps we were a little bit wrong, as we suddenly noted fisheries decreasing and wildlife species decreasing and our water getting increasingly polluted and getting in shorter amounts. We started looking at the reasons for this and recognized the fact that actually wetlands are incredibly valuable. Over 75% of our fisheries species depend on wetlands at some time in their life cycle. Well over 50% of our bird species depend on wetlands at some point of their life cycle. Our wetlands remove pollutants from our water supply. They clean our air. They help control our climate. They produce more biodiversity and biomass than almost any other habitat type in the world.
My guest is Arthur Feinstein, chair of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. It's a partnership whose goal it is to help protect wetlands and bird habitats throughout the Bay Area. Arthur explains that wetlands are key in the prevention of global climate change.
Recent studies have just shown that over 30% of the carbon that is already sequestered or held in the earth and not being released into the atmosphere as CO2, which causes climate change, 30% of that carbon is to be found in certain type of wetlands. And preservation of our wetlands are critical so that we don't increase the amount of CO2 and enhance climate change, which is something we don't want to do. So over the last century, we have found to our dismay that in our rush to create new agricultural fields and grounds for housing, we have destroyed one of our most important resources that provide us with food and air and clean water. And so we're going through this huge rethink across the nation. And since the passage of the Clean Water Act in the 60s, this country has been actively trying to protect wetlands and restore wetlands. And in the 1990s and 2000s, joint ventures started being created in order to facilitate that action by helping direct federal funding and state funding and private funding towards wetland restoration projects. And across the country, we're slowly stopping the loss of wetlands, although they still continue, and are trying now to start, as I said, restoring them and bringing them back because we've realized just how important and critical they are to our own health and to the health of the biodiversity that we live with and depend upon.
What do you think is one of the areas that is least understood in terms of the importance of wetlands, the wetland habitat? Is there an area where you think people have less information about the importance of wetlands?
Well, I think in general, people are still fairly unaware of just how important wetlands are in general. But some of the things that are more intuitive, I mean, we can see birds in wetlands, and we know there are frogs and reptiles in wetlands if we go around them because we see them. But it's not physically obvious that a wetland is actually purifying our water because people don't realize that wetland vegetation absorbs where chemicals stick to the stalks, the roots attract chemicals, and in the wetland soils, these chemicals, our contaminants, are actually transformed into different chemicals that are not considered contaminants anymore. So there's actual chemical processes that go on in wetlands that change pollutants into things that are good for us, for example. And that's something that you couldn't see without having somebody tell you that's happening, or understand that intuitively. So the fact that wetlands clean water and are really important for our water quality is not something I think people understand. People also don't really realize wetlands can play a very important role in preventing flood surges. And again, as climate change encroaches on us and we are likely to get increased rain surges, which lead to flooding, wetlands will play an increasingly important role in that. And they do that because wetlands are usually low areas. And so if there's a heavy storm, they collect water instead of letting it sheet off and flood our streets. And in addition, in streams and other kinds of wetlands, there's wetland vegetation, and this wetland vegetation slows the rush of water so that you don't get big surges of flooding, but it would rise more gradually and be less damaging to us.
And our thanks to Arthur Feinstein. Your Wetlands is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. Our podcast is supported through grants from Pacific Gas and Electric Company and the California Coastal Conservancy. To learn more about the joint venture, you can visit their website, sfbayjv.org. And we also invite your email comments. You can write to yourwetlands@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Jerry Kay.